Welcome to the 118th version of the Hotbox. We're kind of picking up where we left off in the Hotbox 117 now, and that's just fine by me because we have lots of great music. Some of it is newly issued to absorb us for the next hour or so. So let's start with Lynn Arial, the fine lyrical pianist who has a brand new recording with the intriguing title Being Human. We'll talk a bit more about that later, but if you've been around for a few years, you may well remember that Lynn Arial made quite a habit of playing in Dublin, sometimes doing little residences downtown, so some of us became quite familiar with her music. The new album is her 17th as leader, and it's 100% her own compositions. All of them reflect on the current issues on the planet and tell us we need love and hope and unity if we are to inspire a better world for the next generations. It's her trio, recorded mid last year, and I have to say it's very absorbing music.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff there. That piece from Lynn Ariel Trio, new album. It was called Passion. It has Alan Near on the bass and Lucas Zeiter on the drums. It's the opening track, in fact, of Lynn's new album, and being called Passion, it's one of the facets of being human, which is the title of the album, that Lynn enumerates in the album of 11 original pieces. So the titles and themes are passion, courage, love, persistence, heart, soul, curiosity, faith and joy. We'll come back to it later in the show. Now, though, a big leap. Think Chet Baker.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distinct gay traces. If you could be there, you would see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while at your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. I guess I was wrong again. I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who'll strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I ride with the rest of those whose lives are long.
Too. Another new one. This time around it's not Chet Baker, of course, but it is Charlie Moon, who's just issuing a solo album, playing guitar and singing, with the reasonably descriptive title of Charlie Moon Sings and Plays. He describes his initiation as a singer in the liner notes, with the vision he paints of a student guitarist trying to get a few gigs and earn a few bob as a solo guitarist, and being met with the demand by pub and club owners, "Do you sing?" So he decided he'd better do something about it, and he reached for his Chet Baker albums as a means of instruction in the art of jazz vocal. And as it happens, his voice is really quite remarkably like Chet's at times. So, bingo, there you have it. Charlie Moon Sings and Plays. And in case you didn't notice, he's a pretty handy guitarist too, very handy. Tasteful album, I have to say, in all respects. He cites Barney Kessel as his guitar influence too. We'll certainly come back to that later in the show. Now, though, going back to the Live at Fabric album, which we enjoyed in the last edition of the Hot Box. I only played one track of it then, the Count Basie All-Stars.
We'll play Everything Happens to Me.
Thank you.
Well, I don't need to tell you who the tenor player was, Buddy Tate. That's goosebumpy kind of music for me, I must admit. The tenor of Buddy Tate with Nat Pierce on the piano and John Hurd on the bass. A trio plucked from the nine-piece All-Stars, Basie All-Stars, recorded in May 1981 at the Fabric in Hamburg. As an album, it has all the plus points of being live and a few of the negatives too, I guess, but the sound is impeccable and the band itself, well, fantastic. We played Shiny Stockings in the last Hot Box if you want to check up a bit more. And as an aside, if you are a very old jazz fan in the Dublin area, and I mean very old, you might have gone to a jazz concert that took place in the Adelphi Cinema. They used to do that, which it starred Sarah Vaughan. She was the top act. One of the support acts included a version of Herbie Mann's group, and Buddy Tate was in that band. As I said, you need to be very old to recall that one.
As helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your you see that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly
Yes, the super talented Samara Joy there. We also heard in the last Hot Box. I played that because I got a couple of mails from listeners saying, please, please play some more of that wonderful singer, Miss Joy. Well, with pleasure. Misty doesn't really need me to describe it, one of the most enduring standards of all time. So now let's dig out another new one. This is a trio album from Vijay Iyer, the pianist with his all-star trio Linda May Hanno and Tyshawn Sorey. They're called, well, they are Overjoyed.
Thank you.
from the album Compassion, the trio of Vijay Iyer, Linda May Hanno and Tyshawn. Sorry, it's on the ECM label. And as you heard there, it's intense music, kind of music we've grown to expect from Vijay Iyer. Interestingly, I suppose I'm going to juxtapose it with another track from Lynn Arielle. The content actually is not, well, rather the emotion is rather similar. They're both talking about human characteristics, though the last track was called Overjoyed, and we'll now go to Lynn Arielle with her album, which is all about being human. This is her interpretation of the human gift of joy.
Thank you.
Calypso feel is what you get from Lynn Ariel. That's what she takes out of the emotion of joy. And why not? That rhythm is always, I have to say, it always excites, doesn't it? That sort of joyful feeling. Well, up front of this programme, we followed Lynn with a track from Charlie Moon's new album, simply called Charlie Moon Sings and Plays. So we'll repeat that exercise. Let's go for an old standard, Don't Worry About Me. I should say, if you feel an urge to buy either of these two albums, I guess Lynn's album, Being Human, will be in your friendly neighbourhood record store, if you've still got one. Certainly it'll be online record stores. But for Charlie, you may have to beat a track to his website and see what you can find there. Here he is, Don't Worry About Me.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along. Forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over and so the story ends. Why not call it a day, the sensible way, and still be friends? Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't you be a fool, darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can't forget, baby, don't you worry about me. Night and day, you were the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Now you're gone, I've got to carry on. So baby, don't you worry about me. Worry about me, I'll get along. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love, 'cause baby, I'm moving on. Darling, why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can't forget, baby, don't you worry about me. If you can't forget, baby, don't worry about me.
Don't Worry About Me from Charlie Moon. Well, now we're heading for something really, really different, a new album from yet another pianist, Aaron Deal. But, and it's a big but, he became fascinated during his studies with the career of the great Mary Lou Williams, especially with her later work, The Zodiac Suite. As she did, we're crossing over into the classical world. Deal himself has indeed performed with many big orchestras, New York Philharmonic and LA Philharmonic, to name only two. He became fascinated with Mary Lou's composition, which she recorded in a trio version originally, and then she went on to chamber orchestra and even a full orchestra at the Carnegie Hall. But that performance she didn't like, and it caused her to simply abandon the suite. Since her death, others have expressed enthusiasm. Aaron Deal is one of those, and here he is with a small orchestra called The Knights.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's quite different sort of music for the hot box, isn't it? But I must say, I really liked it very much. The three movements there from the suite, the Zodiac Suite by Mary Lou Williams, Leo, Aquarius, and Gemini, and they were not put in the order in which they are normally performed. I fiddled with it to give us Gemini at the end. Aaron Deal and the Knights were the performer. That's from a new record that crosses a lot of borders, as you just heard. It's on the Mac Avenue label. And in case you've forgotten about Mary Lou Williams, I've gone back to my vault and dug up Mary Lou Williams from, I think, the mid-50s. This obviously was her bread and butter at the time. That was Rolam from the Mary Lou Williams Trio in 1955. Wendell Marshall was on the bass and O.C. Johnson was the drummer. And yes, that was a Mary Lou Williams composition written originally for Benny Goodman, of all people. She was a fascinating person all around, not least being female at a time when jazz was overwhelmingly a male activity. She was eventually known as the First Lady of Jazz. She had an amazing career, starting at the age of just 12. And by the time she composed the Zodiac Suite, which we heard, that was in 1945, she'd worked with just about everyone in the upper classes of jazz at the time. In 1954, she abandoned her career entirely. She was completely washed out. She converted to Catholicism, but 2 years later, it was actually two Catholic priests who persuaded her to go back to music. Much of her later work was conditioned by her religious beliefs, including the Black Christ of the Andes, which is quite famous, and a mass, and she wrote a number of shorter religious pieces as well. She died in 1981 saying, "I did it, didn't I, through muck and mud." An incredible life story, so we'll let Mary Lou Williams play us out. Here she is with her orchestra of 1952, Harold Baker on the trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Morris Lane tenor sax, Mary Lou, of course, herself on the piano, Neville Johnson on guitar, Eddie Safransky on the bass, and Don Lamond on the drums. Out of Nowhere. If you have been, thanks for listening. Ha ha ha.